And now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. What would it be like to stand in the presence of someone who knew you completely? That is, someone who knew every thought, every word, every action that you had ever taken. How would you respond? Your first instinct might be to run and hide. Or you may ask them to go away from you. We have a similar phenomenon in our gospel lesson for today. The scene is taken from the early days of Jesus' public ministry. The great throng of people was pressing upon him. So Jesus went down by the Sea of Galilee, and he saw two fishing boats there where the men were washing their nets after a long night of fishing. And he entered into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon Peter. And he told them to put out a little bit from the shore. So he turned the boat into his pulpit in one of these little coves there by the Sea of Galilee. He turned it into a pulpit, and there he taught the people from it. And then as he finished teaching the people, he told Peter to launch out into the deep that they might fish. Simon responded by telling him that they had fished all night and had caught nothing. He was probably thinking to himself, this man is a great teacher, but he knows nothing about fishing. Just imagine this professional fisherman receiving advice about fishing from a carpenter turned teacher. What could he possibly know that Peter and his companions did not know? Besides all that, they were dog tired from fishing all night and had already washed their nets. If they were to go out and fish again, that would mean they would have to wash their nets again. Nevertheless, Simon decided to accommodate Jesus' request. We're told that when they lowered their nets, they enclosed such a multitude of fish that they couldn't pull them in. They signaled to their partners on the shore to bring the other boat out to help. Both boats were so full of fish that they began to sink. Peter's response is interesting. He didn't say, "How does the same time tomorrow sound?" Or, "Could I hire you to go out fishing with us every day?" No. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." The evangelist tells us that he said this because he was astonished at the haul of fish that they had taken in at Jesus' command. All of this was totally out of the ordinary and was viewed as being a great miracle. Peter understood that either Jesus knew where all of those fish were, or he had drawn them into the nets. Either way, he was impressed. From a fishing business perspective, it would make sense to want Jesus around. But Simon Peter has a very different response. He asks Jesus to depart from him, and the reason he wanted him to leave was because he was a sinful man. What was the connection between this miracle and Peter's request for Jesus to depart from him because he was a sinful man? What appears to be the case is that Simon Peter has surmised that since Jesus knew where all of those fish were, something unknowable to the average person, that he would also know that Peter was a sinful man. In other words, at the very least, Peter recognizes that Jesus is a man of God, a great prophet. And based on the fact that he calls him Lord here, he may have already been speculating about his divinity. In the presence of one such as Jesus, Peter felt totally unworthy to be there. He knew that he was a sinner and did not deserve such a visit. His confession that he was a sinful man was an expression of his unworthiness. But Jesus had another plan. As one commentator notes, Peter's confession becomes his resume for service. Instead of walking away from Peter, Jesus had every intention of drawing him closer. We're told that Jesus said to him, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. And these men, whom Jesus designated as his apostles, would have as much success catching people with the gospel as they had catching fish with their nets that day. Just recall one instance where this same Peter stood up to preach in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, and 3,000 were baptized after receiving his message. There's an important object lesson in all of this for us. We know that Jesus is the Son of God, and by virtue of his divine nature, he is omniscient. That is, he knows all things. Just think, with every person that Jesus encountered, he knew everything about them, both good and bad. And yet, he was not repelled. This encounter with Peter is one example, but there is a parallel event where Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well. You will recall that when Jesus engaged her in discussion, he told her, "Go and fetch your husband." And when she responded by saying that she had no husband, Jesus said to her, "You have well said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had 5 husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. This you have said truly." He knew everything about her, and yet he did not send her away. Everywhere Jesus went, he encountered sinners, because everyone besides him was a sinner. But he was not put off by them. He did not immediately reject them. Rather, he sought to draw them to himself. He sought to forge a relationship. As one of our comfortable words says, "This is a true saying and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." Every week, we encounter that same Jesus right here. We come into his presence, and he knows everything that we have done, every harsh word, every impure thought, every sinful action. But the proper response from us is not to ask him to depart. Rather, it is to ask him to forgive. And this is precisely what we see from Jesus over and over again in the Gospels. As we say in our liturgy, it is God's property always to have mercy. God forgives repentant sinners. We come into Christ's presence, and like Peter, we should fall down on our knees and confess that we are sinners. But at the same time, we should know that Jesus does not desire to depart from us. Rather, his desire is to draw near to us, to cleanse us, to restore us. And furthermore, his desire is to employ us in his service. Jesus' response was not to depart from Peter. It was to say, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." Jesus doesn't repel sinners, he compels them to follow him. It is his gracious and merciful character that draws us to him. And as recipients of his grace and mercy, we are called to go and tell others where they can find the same. As someone has said before, we're like beggars who have found bread, going to tell others where they can find bread as well. In fact, Jesus is saying to us this morning, "Fear not." He is offering to us the same forgiveness that he offered to Simon Peter, to the Samaritan woman, and to countless others. And he's even going to go a step further. He's offering himself to us. He invites us to come to the Holy Communion, where he gives us his flesh and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. This is the one who knows everything we ever did and yet calls us to himself. Let us come and receive his forgiveness and mercy this day, and let us go forth from here to tell others where they might find the same blessings. Amen. And now let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."